We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30, 57 degrees. At today's Wichita City Council meeting, B&B Air Parts will request tax abatements as it looks at an $8 million expansion aiming to add 48 new jobs. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
They're a company that's just been growing like crazy, small company, but they're more than doubled in size in the last 5 years, and they now want to double again. They're going to physically build twice as much space that exists there today.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Governor Laura Kelly is seeking a major presidential declaration for public assistance for 63 Kansas counties recovering from record rainfall and severe weather.
The declaration would cover damage from record rains and numerous tornadoes beginning April 28th through May. Public assistance program helps pay for restoration of public infrastructure and other damage caused by the severe weather. The request filed Monday follows one the governor sent in May seeking a federal disaster declaration that provides federal money for shelter management, water rescues, human services support, and other needs. For a complete list of the counties affected, check out the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Retired baseball star David Ortiz is recovering after he was shot in the back in the Dominican Republic.
David Ortiz was hanging out with friends Sunday night at a bar in Santo Domingo when security camera footage shows a man get off a motorcycle, approach Ortiz, and shoot him in the back. ESPN is reporting that Ortiz suffered liver damage and doctors had to remove part of his intestine and colon as well as his gallbladder. According to Ortiz's father, Big Poppy is going to be okay. Ortiz played 14 years with the Boston Red Sox, helping them win the World Series three times in 2004, 7, and 2013. In that series, the most valuable player honor went to David Ortiz, Big Poppy. In Miami, Phil Keating, Fox News.
A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy has been shot in the head and critically wounded as he waited in line at a fast food restaurant. The deputy was off duty and in civilian clothes when he was shot shortly before 6 p.m. at a Jack in the Box restaurant in Alhambra, an eastern Los Angeles suburb. Authorities are looking for a gunman who was seen driving away in an SUV.
A former star in the National Football League found guilty of rape by a California jury.
We, the jury, in the above entitled cause, find the defendant, Kellen Boswell Winslow II, guilty of the crime of rape by force or fear.
A San Diego County jury convicted former NFL tight end Kellen Winslow Jr. of rape by force against a victim identified only as Jane Doe number 2, one of four verdicts delivered on 12 counts against Winslow. The jury also convicting him of one count of indecent exposure and one count of lewd contact, while finding him not guilty of a second count of that charge. The judge instructing jurors to continue deliberations on the eight other counts against Winslow. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Google's boss is defending YouTube amid backlash over hate speech and fake news.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai says the company has more work to do when it comes to ridding YouTube of hate-filled content and misinformation, telling Axios on HBO.
We are working hard. It's a hard computer science problem. It's also a hard societal problem because we need better frameworks around what is hate speech, what's not, and how do we as a company make those decisions at scale and get it right without making mistakes?
YouTube pushing to remove conspiracy theory and offensive clips amid growing pressure from lawmakers. It recently updated policies to remove thousands of channels and videos promoting extremist ideologies, including white supremacy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another quiet and cool start to the day across south-central Kansas, but we can expect a breezy, warm day. 73 at noontime, 78 for the high this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms move in late tonight, Tarlo 59. Sunny, windy again tomorrow with Wednesday's high, 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour and 57 degrees. 7:35, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and they were vandals, and apparently were very hungry vandals at that. Authorities in Maine say a band of roving vandals ran amok through a fairgrounds booth in the town of Skowhegan, and in the process, they swiped 120 whoopie pies and guzzled down a half gallon of iced tea. An official with the Skowhegan Lions Club says the vandals caused about $1,000 worth of damage between the stuff that was damaged and the stuff that was swiped.
Come on now.
Club says it hopes whoever was involved will fess up to the misdeed and work off their crime by helping the club with its volunteer work. The whoopie pie, by the way, is a white cream filling in between a couple of slices of looks like chocolate cake. I looked it up because I've never eaten a whoopie pie that I'm aware of.
I can't believe you've never had a whoopie pie in your life.
I know I haven't. Who makes them? Do you know what the baker is? It's not Hostess, is it?
It depends where you are regionally.
Yeah, kind of. I looked it up. I did a little cruising or a little research on the web, and I saw these photos from other places. So I'm not sure that they sell whoopie pies around here. At any rate, there you go. Somebody stole 120 of them. They need to give them back.
That's excessive. Come on now. Be nice.
They can't steal more than four, I wouldn't think. Today is Tuesday, June 11th, 2019. We had a mostly sunny day across central Kansas. Monday, high temperature, 79 degrees.
Pretty nice yesterday.
Normal high, 85.
My gosh.
And I'm really, really kicking myself because I did hurt my back over the weekend, and I haven't been able to run the last couple of days. So, and it's still hurting today. So I guess I need to do something about it other than suffer and complain on the radio.
You had a nice sunny day.
Very repulsive.
Temperature in the 70s,
yeah.
Breeze out of the north.
Not
bad.
Boy,
it was just a nice day.
But again, those grandkids of mine, when are we going to be able to get in the pool? That's what they're worried about right now. On this date in 1958, a pair of strong F2 tornadoes struck south central Kansas. The stronger of the two moved northeast through an 8-block area of North Wichita. The tornado injured six, caused around $250,000 damage, and the second twister moved northeast across the Sedgwick-Butler County line where it hit Andover. That one injured four and destroyed a barn. So, yeah, a couple of F2s going through the area because I was a small child, and I believe we were not living here in Wichita. We were living out in Kingman, but that's pretty scary stuff. And of course, in those 1958, they didn't have the TV with all the warnings and whistles and all that. You just had the siren. And, I was fortunate to have parents.
Anytime you get a tornado going through a populated area,
you're going to probably
scary.
See it. You know, maybe not.
Boy.
If it's rain-wrapped or whatever. But, I grew up with parents who, my mom had a very close encounter with a tornado out in western Kansas when she was a kid. So she knew all about them, what to look for, and she had those antenna up when the weather turned bad. But that's the way they used to do it. People are like, well, this is tornado weather, and then they'd watch real close. And now we rely so much on social media about it. Of course, the big thing, we were talking about this yesterday, a little bit about it this morning, is the airing of that documentary about Joyland Park last night on the KPTS, Channel 8. And apparently we're going to do it again, next Monday?
Next Monday night.
Monday night. I got to see just a little bit of it last night. I was unfortunately not able to sit down and watch the whole thing, but of course they had the footage of the old park. And did you have a favorite? Most everybody says it's the roller coaster, but did you have a favorite part of the old Joyland Park?
No, I was a Wacky Shack.
The Wacky Shack
fan loved the Wacky Shack. Once they built that, I was hooked.
I recall my son Scott was a big fan of the Wacky Shack. He liked the Wacky Shack.
And heck, I'm old school. I liked the huge slide where you got on a gunny sack and went down the slide.
And I was talking with Shelly last night.
Love that.
And I said, I remember when Stacy, my daughter, was little, taking her all those steps up to the top there.
Yeah.
The two of us would get on that. And I said, now pull up the front part there. And away we'd go
Yeah.
on that thing. and then go back and do it again. Yeah, that was fun.
They just gave you an old gunny sack and you slid down.
You know, they had some good rides. They had a log ride that would soak you wet. Remember the log ride?
Late in its incarnation. Yeah,
you had
Tilt-A-Whirl was fun.
Tilt-A-Whirl.
The bumper cars were always a must-do.
What was that thing where it was not the Tilt-A-Whirl, it was the Octopus, where you'd go out like
got
this.
The Octopus.
You'd go swim. You'd go out there like 90 miles an hour, and then it would jerk you back the other way. That would almost make you throw up. But that was a fun ride. But go-karts.
The classic carousel and the Ferris wheel.
Carousel and Ferris wheel. And Marty's got that.
And the little train. It was all fun.
Marty Miller's got that carousel building going out over at Botanica.
I'm pretty so excited. Glad that's being done.
That's being done. All the horses are being restored, and they're looking great. So trying to think. Oh, the one more thing that by the time I got to be a teenager, I really began to enjoy the bump-em cars, where you would go out and get in those cars and head toward your buddy or your friend, full speed, and bang!
Oh, yeah.
Bang! Right in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd bounce up,
fun.
Bounce up in the air. Oh, the bump-em cars. Take out of a lot of aggression there. Of course, as you walked out to get in the cars, you'd almost slip and fall down every time. It was very, very slick on that pavement. But, Joyland. So a lot of talk about Joyland, and I don't know if they would ever try to build another park or not. But I guess it was so seasonal that in the day that they finally could not make money with it, you know.
Of course, for years and years, we were the biggest city in the nation without affiliated minor league baseball, and that's changing.
We're going to change that.
Are we now one of the biggest population areas in the U.S. without an amusement park?
Probably, I would imagine. I mean, we did. We talked about this before when I was a kid.
I don't know. Does Tulsa have an amusement park?
I don't know. There's one down in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City, obviously, 35 Frontier City. Yeah.
I've never been there. Have you? I've driven by it a bazillion times.
I'm like you. I've driven by a thousand times, and I've never been there.
And my brother Jerry used to take his kids down there.
Really?
But, I've never been there. At any rate, it's that time of the year when people are making plans to go to the amusement parks. Of course, it's a Silver Dollar City down in Branson, and as far as that's concerned, you got Worlds of Fun in Kansas City. But, you know, I got to tell you, and I love Worlds of Fun. It's a great park, but, you know, it doesn't have the personality. It's kind of, you know, that what you used to have with Joyland. You felt like when you're on that roller coaster, you actually were taking your life in your own hands.
Well, it was part of its charm.
Part of the charm. All right, it's 7:42 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, a big aircraft company merger, a big merger. Didn't tell us about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.